Shaking it up with Sheikh Fayaz. Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. On the morning of the 19th of the blessed month of Ramadan, amongst the greatest tragedies in human history occurred. It was a day in which a man full of vice, a man who represented all that is horrific, that of pride and that of arrogance, and that of hate, and that of polytheism, came and took his weapon to the blessed head of a man who represented all of virtue, and all of beauty, and all of patience, and all of love, and all of justice. A man who in his own right is recognized as a sage and as a philosopher, as an academic, as a leader, as a slave, a servant, but at the same time amongst the greatest of the creations of God. A man who's known as Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, meaning that if one desires to be of faith, then they need to look to their leader. A man who's known as Imam al-Muttaqeen, the leader of those who are pious. And in the month of Ramadan, we fast, as we've been mentioning time and time again, so that we're able to attain piety. لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. If we desire to be amongst those who fulfill our rights during the month of Ramadan, then we need to look toward the leader of the one who is known as Imam al-Muttaqeen. A man who is known as the brother of the Prophet, the man who the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam chose to marry his daughter to. This man is, of course, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Peace and everlasting blessings be upon him. A contradiction in creation, for even though he was the head of state, he saw himself as the servant of his community. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, for even though he was the commander of the army of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam at Badr and at Uhud and at Khandaq and Khaybar and Hunayn and in every single one of the most important battles that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was always by his side. But let alone, we come and we see that with the orphans and the widows, no one emanated mercy and compassion like he did. In the same way that he emanated bravery and courage on the battlefield, no one cared for those who were amongst the isolated people in his community like Ali ibn Abi Talib did. Someone asks, why so much talk and love and speech and rhetoric and semantics about Ali? Well, we go toward the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, in which he states, أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَعَلِيٌ بَابُهَا, that I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its gate. فَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْمَدِينَةَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ فَلِيَأْتِهَا مِنْ بَابِهَا. And if you desire knowledge and wisdom, then enter through the door that is Ali. If we desire to see closeness to the Prophet, we need to do so by utilizing Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam as our intermediary. A man whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi would say, حُبُّ عَلِيٍّ إِبَادَةٍ, that the love of Ali is worship. In which in another narration he would state, حُبُّ عَلِيٍّ حَسَنَةٍ, that the love of Ali allows for your good deeds to get tallied on the Day of Judgment. Whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi would state, حُبُّ عَلِيٍّ فَرِيضَةٍ, that the love of Ali is an obligation. Just like that of prayers and fasting, it is known as a farz. Whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi would state, عنوان صحيفة المؤمن حب علي بن أبي طالب, that on the Day of Judgment, when we receive our book in our right hand, for those who are able to have the privilege of being admitted into paradise, their book, their scroll would say that this man or this woman was one who loved Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. A man whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi would equivocate his love and the love of the Holy Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the love of Ali, when he would state, من أحب عليا فقد أحبني, that the one whom loves Ali loves me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّ اللَّهِ, and the one who loves me loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what does it mean to love Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam? What does it mean when we talk about his incredible character, his incredible virtue, his eloquence and his leadership, his generosity and his bravery, his courage and his valor? During this blessed day, when he was struck while in the state of prayers, as history is a testament to, which eventually led to the culmination of his death 2 or 3 days later on the 21st of this blessed month of Ramadan, it's important that we're making an effort to really manifesting and illuminating the qualities of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam to the best of our abilities. In the same way that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was the head of state and led his community, let us take lessons of leadership from the words and from the wisdoms of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Read the letter of Ali ibn Abi Talib to his companion Malik al-Ashtar, letter number 52 or 53 of the text Nahj al-Balagha. If you don't know anything about the merits of Ali during the time of the Prophet, then let these 2-3 days be a time where we read about the life of the commander of the faithful Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Let these days be a day where, in the same way that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was known as Aba al-Aytam, the leader of the orphans, that we go and we care for the orphans of this world in the same way that he would do so. And it's said that one day, Imam Ali alayhi salam was walking in the streets of the city of Kufa, and he saw some children, they were playing, and there was one child who was standing as if he was watching from the sidelines. And he was in a state of dejection. He was upset. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam went toward him. He said, "Oh my dear son," he said, "why is everyone else playing and you look so upset standing on the side?" To which this boy, he responded toward Imam Ali alayhi salam, telling him, "Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, I wanted to play with all the other boys, but then they started making fun of me because I don't have a father, and they told me you can't play with us." At this moment, Ali ibn Abi Talib, who was the head of state, who under his authority, for those who have any understanding of early Islamic history, 25 years after the passing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala, under his rule he had close to 1/3 of the geographical world as we know it today. Under his rule was North Africa and the entirety of the Middle East. It is said that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he sat on the floor and he removed his turban and he took that boy and he put him on his lap and he began to take his hand and wipe it over the hair of that young boy, and he says, "Ana abuk." He told him, "I am your father from today, so go and play." It was this sort of mercy and this compassion of Ali ibn Abi Talib that made him so beloved. It was these days when the orphans, they would weep because their father no longer was present with them. It was these days when the widows of that time, they would look for someone to care for them. On this particular eve, the 19th of the holy month of Ramadan, in which we mark as the beginning of the martyrdom of one of God's most beloved creation, a man who has more written about him than anyone in human history after the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and Jesus Ali alayhi salam, that we begin to really strive toward emanating our qualities after his. And striving to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same way that he would worship his creator. And lead the same way that he would lead. Emanate mercy in the same way that he would emanate mercy. Stand up for justice in the same way that he would stand up for justice. And share with the world the reality of the character that was Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Because when the Holy Prophet states, حُبُّ عَلِيٍ إِبَادَةٍ, that the love of Ali is worship, it means that our love should transcend what we say with our tongues and what we believe with our heart and put it into action. The hadith, it states, Al-Iman ma'rifat, ma'rifatahu bil-qalb wal-iqraru bil-lisan wal-amalu bil-arkan. The true faith is the knowledge of the heart and the testimony of the tongue and action by means of your limbs. We need to be in a state where we are able to connect our hearts with the heart of the beloved of the Prophet and the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, of course, Ali ibn Abi Talib. It's important that during these days and these nights we are spending at least a portion of them in dedication toward this incredible creation, who is in reality, as I mentioned before, a contradiction. And that we need to strive toward reading about his life, reflecting upon his wisdom and his charisma, and really asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have the ability and that we have the potential to really live up to his name. For we call ourselves the followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib. We call ourselves the followers of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It's important that we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these days and during these nights of the holy month of Ramadan to grant us the ability and the tawfiq to really make our very best effort toward illuminating the hearts around us with the light of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts and our souls with the knowledge of his beloved, the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to walk in his footsteps. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصل اللهم على محمد وعلى بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.